Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is there a, can I do that? Let's see what kind of sound effects I can make, Victoria. That's the ball dropping. Maybe. Well, it sounds a little different than that. The ball does drop, though, tomorrow night. We're at December 30th, counting down the hours till the end of this year. And hopefully, I saw my friend Mary... yesterday, the psychic, and she had some very good things. Yeah, Mary O'Malley.
She's amazing.
Who's at MaryO'Malley.com. Yeah, she has some great things to say about, as usual, my questions are very complicated. And she said, wait a minute, hold on. But there's some good things that are in this. And I think that's always the case. It's just how we, there's always good. There's plenty of good around. But sometimes it gets matched at least by the bad, or it seems that the fear-based thinking, especially when it comes to COVID. By the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Hello, this is the DJV program for Thursday, the 30th of December. Joining me is Victoria Keelan. Everybody else is off. That's okay. It's not the skeleton crew. We are the warriors, right? We are the champions. The COVID thing. I'm going to have a test today. I went to the eye doctor yesterday, and we were talking about how, as a matter of fact, when I was in this guy I've been seeing for years, great, great doctor. His name is Ryan Steibel. He's down in Manhattan Beach. And he and I were talking. We always talk about the eyes and stuff and the fact that my eyes each year get a little. Although, I need stronger glasses, but for distance, I need weaker glasses. It's interesting how my eyes have changed, and maybe people, if you don't get your eyes checked every year, you're in trouble because you need to know what's going on. There are other things besides just your sight, that looking into your pupils to see if there's anything behind your eyes that could be dangerous for your brain. You know, they detect cancer in the brain that way.
That's yeah, how I know. It's you sound like my mom. It's important, but we're so far behind. My mom's always like, you know, getting your eye exam, it's so much more than just your eyes. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
It is.
I know, she's right. Yeah, it is.
I've been 2 years. I haven't seen her for 2 years. But, it, you know, it's funny how time flies. Isn't it funny how time slips away, in a sense, with some music to that and some lyrics, and we're all set. But time does, it seems like maybe COVID has made it seem like time slowed down a little. It doesn't seem that way to me. Anyway, I think you and I, Victoria, talk about this from time to time, about how quickly the days go and how after each program, I sort of think to myself, wow, that was quick. And I even said that to you yesterday at the end of the program. Wow, that was quick. But that's because there's so many interesting things. There are good things going on for sure. The hope for the new year. There's always hope. The end of the year, you throw it out and you start all fresh again. There are all these new opportunities, new beginnings, new thoughts. So let's wrap ourselves around that a little bit. But then there are still things that have to do with COVID that need to be dealt with. When I went to the optometrist yesterday, the lady in the office said, I'll find you, because I was talking about getting a test before I'm hanging around with all the kids. It's taking me all week to get to the kids, or all week for them to get home from being stuck in the snow up in Lake Tahoe. Anyway, so I called. She gave me a number of a place where she had gone with her family to get tested, and it was one of those 24-hour walk-in clinic things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the number. Lady answered the phone. I said, I'd like to make an appointment to come get one of the tests. And I understand you have walk-ins. She says, yeah, you can come. I said, how long is the wait? She said, well, there are three different kinds of tests. Which one do you want? I said, I just want the regular antigen test so that I know whether I have it or I don't have it. And she said, okay, the wait is 8 hours and 15 minutes. And I paused for a second. I said, wait a minute. 8 hours. I have to come sit in your office for 8 hours and 15 minutes. She said, yeah, cheerfully. And I said, well, I'm probably not going to do that. So I went through the other two possibilities of getting the test. And I'm telling you this story because I'm sure a lot of people listening have been through this.
Yeah.
The next option was to sit in the office for 15 hours and 20 minutes. And the third one was about that. So it tells you how these things are being done. And you can't get on an airplane to go out of the country unless you take one of these tests. So that's why there are people who are willing to sit in the office for hours and hours and hours and hours to get a test because they have to have it in order to get on a plane to get, you know, pretty much anywhere in the world. You're going to Europe, you're going to Asia, you know, that's right. And you can't even go to the Middle East. So it's interesting how that all...
Well, yeah, it's happening everywhere. A friend of mine just got back from a family vacation. They drove up to Vermont, and they you know, really don't do it. They don't go to indoor restaurants or anything. They've been very cautious. But she had to wait 3 hours yesterday at Bellevue Hospital in New York for a test because they're going to their next-door neighbor's house or apartment for New Year's Eve, so they needed to make sure everybody was, you know, was tested and cleared. But I thought 3 hours was long, but 8 hours and 15 hours? Jeez.
Good day. The FDA says that the quick antigen tests that are being taken at home, is that the rapid test, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
May be less sensitive to picking up the Omicron virus. And I wonder why that is.
That accurate altogether.
Anyway.
The FDA kind of issued one of those slightly confusing statements because if you just read the headline, it says, well, it's not as sensitive to Omicron. You should get a PCR test. Yes, you should get a PCR test if you're going to be, like in your case, you're going to be around your daughter and your son-in-law and grandkids. So you want to make sure that you're not passing anything along. You've got off an airplane. You've been in a hotel. That's, you know, if you can get a PCR test, that's the way to go. But with the antigen things, the problem is that people aren't using them correctly. Like, I was talking to a friend of mine who lives in London yesterday. She's an American. She and her husband are there for work. And, you know, they've done it, they're a disaster in terms of, like, messaging and the vaccines and everything.
Yeah.
But what they are good at, because they have socialized medicine, or whatever you want to call it over there.
Yeah, it's pretty, that's it, socialized medicine. Yep.
They have, they hand out free tests, and they are encouraging everybody to take a test every day. Because the antigen test that you would take at home, you can't just, a PCR, you know, you've got about 5 to 8 days. Yeah,
right.
That's the one that gets sent out. That's the most accurate. There was a graph that I saw last night from one of the health schools that showed that the window for where an antigen test can pick up COVID is very small, and you have to really be symptomatic. So, and even sometimes when people are really symptomatic, they're still getting negatives. So with PCR, you don't have that kind of level of false negatives, false positives. PCRs are really accurate. I actually got, and it was hard to get, it was like buying concert tickets online, but there's a company called detect.com, and they make their own at-home PCR test, and it's the only, and it's done within an hour, and it's so accurate that for $20, they'll certify your results so you can fly with them, which is really cool. You don't have to wait 15 hours, you know, but it's you have to go on the website every day at noon. They add more inventory, so every day I was able to get one more
thing. So what's the website?
Detect.com.
Detect.
It's the only, detect, like a detective. It's the only FDA-approved at-home PCR quality test. So,
How much did it cost?
Again, noon Eastern. I got the starter kit, which was like $60, so it includes the tester itself and an actual test.
Mm-hmm.
The tests are slightly expensive, so it's not something that you want to use. They're about $50. You don't want to use them every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could if you want, you know, but that's a lot of money. So I'm saving it for, like, when we need to be around my parents and we want to have a really accurate reading the morning of. Mm-hmm. So we used it on Christmas, and then we'll use it again probably next week or something when we see them. But,
well, we're going to ask Dr. When Dr. Ken is here, a listening reminder at 7:53 Eastern Time. Ken will be here, as he usually is on Thursday, to answer questions. We're going to ask him questions about this and the COVID positive, the tests and that sort of thing. There'll be lots of COVID conversation, and we'll have some questions for him. One of the questions that we won't necessarily ask him, by the way, you can catch the Ken podcast every week at djvhealthshow.com. The most recent one is focusing on what you were just saying, not necessarily that information, but how to select a COVID home test kit that'll work for you. That's one of the bits and pieces of information. Then we have a story about a family of six people who all survived COVID. That's part of the DJV Health podcast, which you can find. They're always available every week, a new one. Didn't cost you anything at djvhealthshow.com, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. This would be something people would be talking about. There's a rumor floating around today, Victoria, that there are some people in the Biden administration who want to send unvaxxed people to quarantine camps. I can't quite imagine how they think they're going to pull that off, or if it's even real. But the rumor mill is full, and all kinds of websites are full of these stories about unvaxxed people. They're going to be put into some sort of camp. Now,
this sounds like such America. A QAnon BS.
Well, maybe it is. Yeah, it could be. But imagine
USA Today fact-checked it as completely false. So.
Oh, they did. Right, okay. So here's the Westminster Golf Westminster Kennel Club. It's probably a Westminster Golf Club course around someplace. But the annual dog show has been postponed, not canceled, but the postponement of the show, because this is, you know, another how many things have been canceled? I noticed LL Cool J got tested positive yesterday, so he's not going to perform tomorrow night.
Oh, so he's out.
Night.
Yeah, he's going to be in New York with Ryan Seacrest. Oh, that's
right.
A bummer.
Exactly. So he's not going to do that.
I don't know anyone who doesn't have it except us right now, and maybe we have it. it's crazy.
Well, I'll find out later on, because I'm taking it when I go over to Megan's after I get off the air today to spend the day with her, and we finally have her birthday. Her and Miles and I will have lots of time, and I'm going to take a test, you know, one of the home tests that they happen to get from Matthew's mother. She had a couple of extras, so they're going to do that. Hopefully that event will not get scheduled. At any rate, there's not a new date for the, it'll probably be, what, the end of January, 1st February? This should be done, by the way, well gone by the end of January, 1st of February, according to most stuff that I read. And that's not something that's coming from QAnon or anybody else. It's like coming from Ken.
I hope you're right. I'm at the point now where I've reached the fatigue.
19 past the hour.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doesn't sound like country anymore to me. All right, we get to some trending things, including some Taylor Swift conversation about Shake It Off. There's a lawsuit that we've been off and on talking about here in the trending portion. This hour of the program, trending as usual, right after this.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND.
All right, so Jay's off today. Victoria, the latest on Taylor Swift that's making... That's a great... Is that her real name, by the way? Is her real name Taylor Swift?
It is.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we've been following off and on this request that Ms. Swift made to have a judge dismiss the copyright infringement lawsuit over this song, Shake It Off. You want to crank it up a little closer? No. How old is this song? This is what?
This is from, I believe, from the album 1989. So yeah. I think this came out in like 2017, maybe 2016.
Okay. She got sued in 2017 by the people who wrote the song "Play Is Going Play." Do we got some of that, Phil?
I don't even think that song was released. I don't even know. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like, this is an obscure...
Right, the group was 3LW that recorded it. That's like the Haim Sisters. Who ever heard of them?
Well, no, the Haim Sisters are way bigger than whoever these people are. Yes.
Okay, right.
So, and friends of Taylor. So, you know, Taylor will come after us. But the weird thing is, though, like, she wants the judge to throw this out. And I think that it seems to be that the law may end up being on her side. Her lawyer says the only infringement here is that they both used a public domain phrase. Haters gonna hate, players gonna play. I mean, that's everyone's been saying that for years. And so the fact that this group is trying to claim that Taylor Swift directly ripped them off by their one line, players they gonna play and haters they gonna hate. Well, like, what else are haters gonna do? And what else are players going to do? Like, they're designed to play and hate. I don't know. I don't get it. I think the judge...
It's somebody that nobody knows. As you just said, nobody's ever heard of this bunch, 3LW. Yeah. They're looking for a quick buck, and they take a shot. And who knows? But in terms of legal fees, if Taylor Swift's lawyers are smart, they'll go after these guys after the judge decides that she's in the right, and they'll sue them for legal costs and other things. That's the only way to deal with this kind of stuff. That's
for them,
28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The next level of technology enhancements are being rolled out now to BMW customers with iDrive 7. These updates include the latest remote software upgrades and updated BMW news app and additions of XM and Pandora Artist Stations. BMW Remote Software Upgrades brings the latest digital products into the vehicle over the air and ensures the vehicle's software is also up to date. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT Silicone Wiper Blades. Only available at Walmart.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code GOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A jury found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty on 5 of 6 counts related to her role in Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse of minor girls. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damian Williams.
Unanimous jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of one of the worst crimes imaginable, facilitating and participating in the sexual abuse of children, crimes that she committed with her longtime partner and co-conspirator, Jeffrey Epstein.
Maxwell attorney Bobby Sternheim, after the verdict was read Wednesday evening.
We firmly believe in Ghislaine's innocence. Obviously, we are very disappointed with the verdict. We have already started working on the appeal, and we are confident that she will be vindicated.
COVID-19 cases in the United States reached a pandemic record this week of 265,000 plus cases a day on average. It should be noted deaths and hospitalizations are not keeping pace. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In a video released to social media, U.S. Attorney Damian Williams of the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of New York, responded to the Ghislaine Maxwell guilty verdict.
A unanimous jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of one of the worst crimes imaginable, facilitating and participating in the sexual abuse of children, crimes that she committed with her longtime partner and co-conspirator, Jeffrey Epstein. The road to justice has been far too long, but today, justice has been done. I want to commend the bravery of the girls, now grown women, who stepped out of the shadows and into the courtroom. Their courage and willingness to face their abuser made today's result and this case possible. I also want to thank the career prosecutors of the Southern District of New York who embraced the victims' quest for justice and have worked tirelessly day in and day out to ensure that Maxwell was held accountable for her crimes. This office will always stand with victims, will always follow the facts wherever they lead, and will always fight to ensure that no one, no matter how powerful or well-connected, is above the law.
Millions of homes across the world last night were saddened as one of the world's most popular online games went offline for several hours. Fortnite, with more than 350 million players worldwide, was offline for several hours thanks to an unknown glitch. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour here on the Thursday DJV program. Last Thursday of December, last Thursday of 2021. That becomes kind of redundant. I've been listening around, Victoria Keelan and Doug on the DJV program. Everybody else is off today. That's all right. We're tough. We're strong. We can do it. The talk radio programs, whether they're syndicated or local, you are hard-pressed, other than this program, to find the host who really is the host, whether it be on radio or even television. Look around the news channels. You won't find a regular anchor. You won't see anybody that you know.
And so everyone's on vacation.
Oh, yeah, everybody's on vacation. Yeah, right. This is kind of audition week in talk radio. A lot of people, because the regulars are on vacation, the fill-in hosts come from all walks of life. I was listening to Mark Summers, who's a well-known game show host, on with a writer that he knew from television series like The Simpsons. It was an interesting conversation. And it's kind of fun to hear, instead of the topic du jour being politics, something else that is interesting about an interesting person. And so, and I, you know, that's kind of what
our bill of fare is here. Not that we do that many interviews. Once in a while, there's something really interesting that I think fits. But most of the time, it's our conversation among the four of us about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there are some interesting and some politicians that on the political talk shows that try to take a shot. Doing a talk radio program, and I don't say this to sound like a smug expert, but I kind of am. Well, I'm not, I hope I'm not smug, but I am an expert at this. Been doing it since 1974. Among the, well, I am the longest running syndicated talk personality and pretty much up there when it comes to whatever anybody who's doing talk. And I've learned a lot over the years about what to do and what not to do and how to, you know, address what I hear some people talking about who don't know what they're doing, because this takes a certain amount of expertise. You don't just fall into it. Bongino's finding that out, and a lot of other people who don't have, you know, there are a lot of good podcasters around. What's the kid's name? Ben Shapiro. He's a good podcaster. I think he's a terrible talk show host, but that's just me. But he's a smart kid, and he's making a lot of money on this podcast. So whatever he's doing, yeah, you know, keep doing it as far as, you know, making a living is concerned. But the people go on the air and, well, it's a slow news week because it's the week between Christmas and New Year's. No, it's never, never, ever. I've never, ever, Victoria, ever. Do you get it? Ever, never have I found that there weren't interesting things and people to talk about. It's just you have to scratch yourself a little bit more in order to get to the things that would be of interest and import. But anyway, so just I know as we nose around trying to find things like New Year's resolutions, maybe we'll come up with, if you were Joe Biden, what would your New Year's resolution be? Actually, that's not a bad question. Maybe what? If you were Joe Biden, Victoria, what would your New Year's resolution be? Want to take a shot?
Well, I mean, a New Year's resolution is usually something that
Gets broken.
Well, yeah, but it's usually something that, you know, like, it's less of a wish. I wish COVID would go away. I'm sure Joe Biden wishes it would, too, but yeah. I don't know in terms of a resolution what he would want to do. Maybe, I don't know. I have no idea what he would want to, want to do better, because that's what a resolution is supposed to be.
Yeah.
Why? What do you think his resolutions would be?
What I would like them, there's a difference between what I think it ought to be and what I would like to have him do. I would like to have him, frankly, put Putin and Xi Jinping Ling Dong from China in their place. My New Year's resolution, if I were Joe Biden, is I will make sure that Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, whatever his name is, will be put in their place. I will keep them in their place. Something like that.
I think that's been his intention all along. That was certainly what he campaigned on.
I don't feel that way. Well, I mean, now there's a little bit of pushback in China. Whether he didn't start the ball rolling. Marco Polo. What's his name?
Marco Rubio.
From Florida. And Jim McGovern from Massachusetts got this bill they put together. One's a Democrat, one's a Republican, one's in the House, and the other's in the Senate. And they got Biden to sign it, putting that region of China off limits. You can't do trade with them anymore because of the Uyghurs. And that was a good start.
That's huge. Yeah.
Ought to do with the whole damn country, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway,
put a million American businesses right out of business. So it can't happen that way.
Time.
I know that you want it to, but it can't. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, right. It isn't. So it's.
You want to just.
Maybe that should be a resolution that people need to do, move forward with things like that bill, but, you know, also be realistic. Because I'm really tired of people saying things.
This is what I have. I went to see the eye doctor yesterday, and we were talking about glasses. I said, he's got probably $3 million worth of test equipment in his office. So I said, how much of this stuff is made in China? And because we had been talking about the COVID thing and where it started, and he agreed with me that it was a put-up job by the Chinese government. So I said, how much of your stuff is made in China? And he looked at me and he said, either China or Germany, one or the other. That's where the stuff.
Germany, I'm fine with.
Yeah, me too. The really good equipment, the really sensitive equipment, comes from Germany. But yeah. the you know, the stuff that's kind of ham and egg measurement stuff comes from China. So anyway, he says, I'm looking around for stuff all the time, and I make sure that it isn't, if I can find something that I need for my trade, my craft here, then I make sure that it isn't made in China.
Well, where are all your reading glasses made? Probably China.
Yeah, and the frames are made in China for most glasses, you know, that kind of thing.
Saying,
you look around.
If you want to, I know everyone is anxious, and I know you are especially anxious to just cut off China. Well, you would put every American business out of business, even down to your optometrist
A statement in and of itself, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, but it's unfortunate. It's not what I would. Control. It's not what I want, but it's a fact.
No. Yeah, I know. So now you've got me thinking about something else. I was reading your article about this town in Germany, Regensburg, which is a medieval old Roman town, which has the largest BMW factory in the world there. They make hundreds of thousands of cars every year. But they also have created a virtual 3D replica. They have made, they're showing people how to make car parts out of 3D. They're not printers anymore. I can't really describe it. I look at a picture of it in Time magazine, but it's a physical machine that is inside another machine. It's sort of a virtual. Maybe this doesn't make sense. I'm trying to explain it, and I'm not doing a good job. A virtual machine in real time inside another machine, and they're recreating a lot of different things that not only are going into cars. About other things, multiple industries are interested in this, and so they've created a video, which you can see at the Time website, I think, the images and the data that's needed to make medical machines, for example, that will replicate organs, you know, that kind of stuff. They're also making engines for fighter jets, and that, I mean, it's really amazing what's going on there. And most people in their everyday life, they don't know this stuff is going on. But the kind of technology that's being developed is really, like, I'm telling you, it's out of this world, literally and figuratively, some of it. I just, you look at the new year and you think, what kind of things are going to be developed? Are there really, in our business, there are people who are trying to create voices to do commercials that aren't real. So they put people like you and me out of business, well, not to do talk, but you know, we all know most of the music stations are robots anyway. They just do voice tracks. So we'll get some voice that's not necessarily a voice we have to pay for. We create a voice to do a commercial. They'll take the voice prints of people, you, me, whomever, and they'll use it, and they can, there's a machine that will take our voice print and make any word, all words out of it. And who knows how they do that? It's some kind of a computer, but it's wild. And how many voiceover artists that now are doing commercials for radio and TV get put out of business because of that? And there's all, you know, there's a ton of that stuff that's going around. Hunga bunga. Okay. Ghislaine Maxwell, guilty as charged, at least on 5 of the things that she was charged with. So now this makes you happy. What did she go to jail for, 60 years or something? Did I read that? 65 years?
Yeah, well, so 5 of the 6 counts she was found guilty on. The only thing, it was the one count that she was found not guilty on was sort of it was an odd charge where it would be very difficult to prove that one of the 17-year-old girls that she had essentially forced her to have sex or something. I think they couldn't necessarily prove that. So that one was thrown out, but she still has 5 other guilty counts, and she could face up to 65 years in prison. We don't know the sentencing date yet, so we'll see. You know, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if they treat her, if they go light on her because it's her first offense, or if because these are so egregious, then they're going to throw the book out.
What I'm trying to figure out is during the course of this, you were saying that she came from money. She had her own money.
Yeah.
Yet Epstein gave her millions and millions and millions of dollars to bring these girls in and to train them or do whatever. Mm-hmm. So she must have had the best kind of lawyer because she got lots of money.
Yeah. When she was on the run, when Epstein didn't kill himself in jail, she went on the run. She married some random guy. She was hiding out with literal tinfoil wrapped around her cell phone up in New Hampshire or Vermont or someplace.
Vermont,
it was just very strange. So,
All right. Other people in the news, the beloved Betty White has been interviewed for the end of the year People magazine. I think there's some audio with this. You find, Phil, any? Didn't find any audio. Okay, anyway. Talking about being 100 years old on the 17th of January, there is a I want to go to the movie theater. I don't know what day of the week it is. But for that night only, movie theaters around the country are going to have a live presentation of Betty White celebrating her birthday, which sounds like a pretty cool happening to me. Don't you think that'd be kind of fun?
I think it'd be great, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be, you know, all a retrospective of her life and career. She's got a lot of famous friends who are part of the movie, so I think it would be fun.
Yeah. So that's the 17th, I believe, of January. She says that she has a quiet life now here in L.A., plays crossword puzzles, card games, watches documentaries. She's a big animal rights person, right? I think, mm-hmm. if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Her husband, her late husband, was big on that. And she and Bob Barker are great friends because of that. And I think that probably will come out in this movie. She loves watching Jeopardy. She's played a lot of golf in her life, so she likes to watch that. You know, you think about, what would you do? Put yourself there. If you're 100 years old, what are you doing with your time? Yeah, I jokingly say I'm never going to stop doing this program. I wonder what it would sound like if I were on the air. I don't think anybody's made it to 100. There are guys who've been on the air that made it to 90-something. But, you know, it's really kind of cool. And she still does, she gets a role from time to time, doesn't she?
She does voiceover stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
She still is doing, she lends her voice to different movies. I think she actually had like 3 projects coming up or something in the next year.
Really Happy birthday, Betty White, January 17th, 100 years old, 10 before the hour, actually 12 before the hour.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tech Talk for Thursday here on the DJV program at 53 after the hour. What you need to know from the world of general interest technology. This isn't how to build a television set. That's not what we do here. Although, maybe we might. That might be. It might be fun. Speaking of television sets, LG has a new, what do they call it, the next gen of televisions. What's this? What's in it for the viewer, for the buyer?
Well, so LG is the maker of most tech reviewers when they are judging and comparing different brands and models of the OLED TVs. LG usually comes out on top by a landslide. And
what
so
is an OLED? What is that?
It's different technology. So there's LED and then there's OLED. And this is where it gets to be, and I'm going through this right now. If you have a brightly, we'll get out of the weeds. If you have a brightly lit room and it's difficult to see your TV screen when the sun is in your room, if you have an LED TV, it's going to make the problem worse. If you have a brightly lit room, we have a super sunny TV room, and I sometimes during the day I can't even see my screen. We have an LG LED. So I'm going to switch us over to the OLED, which is brighter, and it's more accurate. It has just a more vivid screen if you've got a very bright area.
So you're going to buy a new room. You can't change internal technology. You've got to buy a new TV.
No, they're two totally different technologies. So, so the OLED TV from LG, Samsung also makes a good one. But LG has announced that they have new technology. They're calling it OLED EX. And so the EX is apparently standing for Evolution and Experience. And they say that this new technology will increase the brightness of your screen by up to 30%. It will boost the picture accuracy and also allow for smaller bezels in the finished products. So, those are the little lights, the actual lights that are inside the screen.
The picture.
So if you have smaller bezels, then you're going to be able to have a thinner, flatter screen. So you're not going to have, it's just going to make the screen smaller. It's kind of like a light bright. Remember light brights? Your kids probably had them. You know, the smaller the bulbs, the more accurate the screen is. It's kind of like along that line.
LED lights are kind of like that.
Yeah. So essentially what LG says is that they have been the number one request that they get for people who have OLED TVs is that it's still not bright enough in a really bright, sunny room. And so this new technology seems pretty promising. We'll see what happens. This is based on a 65-inch OLED display. And so they say that we'll have to wait and see what the change looks like in real life. But they said they're going to start using these new OLED panels starting in the second quarter of 2022. We're not sure yet when that actually means a brand new TV will be in your living room. Could be maybe by next Christmas. But if this technology works the way they're promising, this could be the answer for anybody with a brightly lit room.
Okay. And are those people who are too lazy to go to the movies? One or the other or both?
Well, if you want to watch any TV show, you can't see anything. The screen's so dark.
How about pull these blinds on the windows, close the curtains?
Doesn't
like
work,
on the airplane,
but yeah.
You can't see it. Pull the curtain down. All right, up next, another T-Mobile cyber attack we're going to report on right after this.
I'm Andy Solomon. Close to half of American adults have high blood pressure. Of those, about 75% don't have it controlled, and many don't even know they have it. Singer-songwriter and actor Naturi Naughton is teaming up with the American Heart Association to increase awareness of high blood pressure.
The American Heart Association and I are launching a dance movement inspired by the four steps of self-blood pressure monitoring to encourage everyone to check their own blood pressure. It's also a great way to get your body moving.
High blood pressure is a leading cause and controllable risk factor for heart disease and stroke, but it can also contribute to worse outcomes for people who contract COVID-19.
The Get Down with Your Blood Pressure dance movement is a fun new dance with just four simple moves. Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share those numbers with your doctor. Then head to your social channels to share your videos with hashtag GetDownWithYourBP.
For more information and to learn the dance, visit @American_heart on Instagram.
All right, Victoria, what's the story with this T-Mobile cyber attack? Another yet another.
I know. If you're a T-Mobile customer, you may want to contact the company or at least go onto their website. They've suffered another breach. They had the big breach in August. This one is not as large. It doesn't seem to have affected as many customers. However, you don't really know until it shows up on your credit report. So if you are a T-Mobile customer, definitely contact the company. Go on the website and see what support they're offering and what advice they're giving. They may tell you to freeze your credit reports, which is always a good idea to do right away.
Yeah, well, man, these things. And most of them will link back to some connection to China as well. All right, so there it is, our tech report for today, Thursday. It's 59 after the...
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.